I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If ISIS was within 3 miles of your doorstep, you probably wouldn't stick around for very long. But Iraqi Christians in a small town just outside of Mosul are. Open Doors USA says they're actually staying to make Christ known as Iraqi forces fight to take back Ramadi from Islamic State control. Until then, will you keep these brave Iraqi Christians in your prayers and pray for safety and ask God to bless their efforts? There's a war zone of a different kind in Nepal, where women are trafficked into sexual slavery and their identities stolen, their self-worth destroyed. This is especially true for women in Nepal, where trafficking has increased significantly since the earthquake. But through a Vision Beyond Borders safe house, many of them are finding healing instead. VBB's Diane Romaine.
We're trying to give women an opportunity, first and foremost, to be healed by the transforming power of Jesus. And some of these women have been sold by members of their own families. Some of them have had deep betrayals. They've trusted people that they thought were going to give them good jobs and instead turned out that they held them hostage and used them in sex jobs. They have a lot of trust issues, a lot of betrayal and stuff in their lives.
The trafficking victims are often sharing one thing in common. They're poor, which brings us to our next story. What do Christmas ornaments, coffee beans, and bow ties have in common? Well, they're all sold on the Latitudes online store, a business as missions branch of Pioneers USA. The nonprofit program sells homemade products made all over the world. Pioneers' Mark Latham says the people behind the products are from areas characterized by poverty. The funds earned by the online store go right back into the communities, and at each location, they promote gospel involvement.
If we're to be like Christ, we have to meet the needs of those that we're working with, those that we're engaged with in relationship.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the full story at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.